Ned gave him a stony stare. "Have you no shred of honour?"
"Oh, a shred, surely,"
Littlefinger replied negligently.
"Hear me out. Stannis is no friend of yours, nor of mine. Even his brothers can scarcely stomach him. The man is iron, hard and unyielding. He'll give us a new hand and a new council for a certainty. No doubt he'll thank you for handing him the crown, but he won't love you for it, and his ascent will mean war. Stannis cannot rest easy on the throne until Cersei and her bastards are dead. Do you think Lord Tywin will sit idly while his daughter's head is measured for a spike? Castle Rock will rise, and not alone. Robert found it in him to pardon men who serve King Ares, so long as they did him fealty. Stannis is less forgiving. He will not have forgotten the siege of Storm's End, and the lords Tyrell and Redwine dare not. Every man who fought beneath the dragon banner, or rose with Balon Greyjoy, will have good cause to fear. Seat Stannis on the Iron Throne, and I promise you, the realm will bleed. Now look on the other side of the coin. Joffrey is but 12, and Robert gave you the regency, my lord. You are the hand of the king, and protector of the realm.